American. We'll have our participating head coaches on in just a couple of minutes, but to get us started, I would like to welcome Commissioner Mike Oresko from the American Athletic Conference. Mike, the floor is yours. We'll start your video here and feel free
Thank
to
you.
Can you just get your thoughts on the championship game and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Chuck. I think I was on mute for a second there. Well, welcome, first of all, welcome to the members of the media who have joined us. It's obviously, you know, an exciting period for us. We want to congratulate, obviously, the University of Houston and the University of Cincinnati. These are two great universities and two nationally ranked teams that, you know, have reached our championship game. And obviously, we have two of the best coaches in the country, obviously, Luke Fickell of Cincinnati and Dana Holgorsen of Houston. And they, obviously, it's going to be a great game. Our championship game is one of six. It's going to feature two ranked teams, and we all know what the other five are. But this, I think, cements our position as a power conference. The two teams in our championship are a combined 23-1 this year, and that's very, very impressive, obviously. The only championship game with a similar combined record is the SEC championship game. We're very proud, very, very proud to have our championship game on ABC for the seventh year in a row. I really applaud, you know, ESPN and ABC for giving us this tremendous platform year after year. And I think we've justified it with tremendous games that have national significance. And it's our championship game has been one of the most exciting of the year. Year after year, it's extremely competitive. This year, the stakes are the highest they've ever been, obviously. The environment in Cincinnati should be electric. Sold-out stadium, the energy will just be through the roof. And again, before I take questions, I want to thank Scott Draper for all he's done. He's our associate commissioner, senior associate commissioner for football. Does an outstanding job all year. And I want to acknowledge Ryan Kelly. He's our director of football operations. He's going to be moving to another position following the championship game, but he has done an outstanding job managing the day-to-day logistics of our football operation, and Scott and I will miss him greatly, but I want to congratulate him as well. So, again, Chuck, I don't know whether you had planned for me to take some questions, but be happy to do that if, in fact, that's the plan.
Sure. Yeah, we'll take a couple of quick questions for Commissioner. We can start with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports, please.
And hey, Mike.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Yeah, congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Big picture question, not just because of your conference, but why doesn't college football embrace Cinderellas like Cincinnati, but Boise and schools throughout the years?
You know, Dennis, that's the $64 question. I don't know. Maybe college football in the larger sense does, because the fans seem to, when Cincinnati, you know, plays are terrific. And they were in the, you know, our Peach Bowl last year was the second high. It was the highest rated game outside the semifinals. In terms of how, maybe how the committee views our leagues, I think, you know, you have to earn that respect, of course. And I think there's a feeling somehow, as you know, I've said that somehow we don't play it at a particular level. I've never bought that, and our top teams have proven it year after year in the big games. That's just not the case. In terms of the Cinderella, it's tougher in football, clearly. Why you don't have some of those stories that you have in basketball with Butler and others. It would seem to me it'd be pretty exciting to have a team like Cincinnati, for example, if they were in the championship. But I don't root. I mean, Houston's a terrific team. I mean, Houston's playing, obviously, for a New Year's Day slot in this game, and Cincinnati obviously playing for a chance to play for the national championship. So I can't answer that. I don't know. I wish that, frankly, there would be more of an embrace of them, because I think they add a lot to college football. You know, the sports, last thing I'll say is the sports changed so much in the past 30 or 40 years. You really do see teams. I mean, you see UTSA come out of nowhere this year. You saw Coastal Carolina come out of nowhere last year. You know, the talent is more dispersed. There's, you know, coaches, everybody, there's a high level everywhere you look. And I think, you know, these schools can compete now in football. One basketball coach once said, you know, with a couple of good guards, I can get to the Final Four, but football's a corporation. You know, it really is. It's a hard thing. And when you do it, it's even more remarkable. And so I salute all the teams, especially, you know, Dennis, we hate the label G5. We hate that. We hope it goes mm-hmm. But in the end, I salute everybody who plays this game at a high level under against terrific obstacles. And I would hope fans and I hope the committee and everybody embraces that. But that's a great question.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll take the next one from Andrea Adelson, please, with ESPN.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Quick question, and I know it's a hypothetical, so hopefully you'll still want to answer. But with where Cincinnati is positioned right now in the playoff rankings, if they were to win on Saturday, do you feel confident that the committee will keep them in the top four?
I would hope so. You know, you never know. And Dana and Houston will have a lot to say about that, obviously. But if they do win, I would hope that they, you know, stay. They would have earned it, you know, undefeated. When you look at their overall resume, and boy, that win at Notre Dame just looks more and more impressive, as well as some of the other things they've done. You know, I knew they would have a tough game with East Carolina on Friday. The adrenaline rush, enormous at the beginning. They withstood that, and they dominated that game, and they showed why they're so good. And also, the great thing about Cincinnati is they play at elite defense, and they have elite secondary, you know, and not many teams have that. They'll be a great, you know, representative if they get there. But, again, Houston will have a lot to say about that. That's going to be a great game on Saturday. But, yes, obviously I don't want to talk about confident or not confident, you know, and I have been, you know, laying pretty low lately. I didn't want to say much. You know, we just have to let this thing play out. But certainly if they win, I would hope that there's no way they would be dropped. Thanks,
Mike.
Take two more. We'll go to Brian Smith from the Houston Chronicle, please.
I don't know if irony is the right word, but considering everything that happened with UH and Cincinnati and, you know, joining the Big 12, being set to join the Big 12, and Cincinnati being so great this year, I mean, a top four team, a top three team, UH only having one loss. How do you process that, knowing what's coming, what's happened, but the fact that, you know, Cincinnati is this good, Houston is this good, and they are part of the AAC still, and this is also proof of how strong your conference has been and can be at football and obviously basketball.
No, Brian, that's, again, another great question. The truth is the conference has been strong. You know, we wrote the 8-page letter saying we should be in the P5, you know, the P6. I think had we been, realignment might have taken a different turn. You never know. But, you know, I've said it from the beginning, you can't take it personally. You know, you understand why teams do certain things, why they look for potentially what they think are greener pastures. And so we've just embraced the fact that they're doing all this in our conference. You know, we're very proud of Cincinnati. We're very proud of Houston. The one thing I will say, you know, we hate to lose them down the road, and we're not sure when that will be. But this is a celebration of what this conference has accomplished over 9 years. And what it says is the schools we're bringing in who have tremendous, you know, many of them, tremendous football pedigree. I mean, look at what UTSA did this year. Look at what North Texas just did. Look at what UAB has done. Look what FAU has done. Others, you know, Rice is investing, you know, Charlotte investing heavily. You know, these are programs that really we think can be, you know, flagship for us. Don't underestimate us down the road. You know, look what we did. You know, when we took over, you know, nobody was really doing all that great, right? Whether it was Houston or Cincinnati, whether it was UCF. Well, UCF had a great first year, which really buoyed our conference enormously. But, you know, this conference, they did a lot for us, but we did a lot for them. I think our football people were intelligent about the way we handled our TV and our scheduling. ESPN has been great to us. Their exposure was huge, and it's going to be huge for the teams coming in. But all I can say is that I just feel great about the fact that Cincinnati and Houston, you know, with two great coaches, have achieved what they've achieved. I think it's wonderful. And, you know, it's a legacy. Whatever happens down the road, they will have achieved this in our conference. And I think, you know, Luke has said great things about the competition here. He sent me a lovely note when all this realignment happened. You know, Dana the same. Dana has talked about how good the conference is. And so consequently, you know, things change. You just can't take it personally, and I don't. And I don't think anyone in our conference has. We're just very proud that it's happening. And down the road, we'll rebuild in the same way we did before. Thank you, Brian.
Okay, you can take one final question from Andrea Adelson, please.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to raise my hand again.
Oh, all right.
But I'll see you on Saturday.
I was ready, Andrea, for another one.
All right, with that, thank you. Thanks, Mike, for your time, and we'll check back with you again on we'll see you on Friday in Cincinnati.
Right, and good luck to the coaches today. You know, again, tremendous opportunity and tremendous achievements all year. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.